Even though making decisions with the help of others is the most natural and autonomy-enhancing way for most people to make decisions, including people who have communication disabilities, there are some times when the law provides for someone to make substitute decisions on another person's behalf. When a person does not meet the test of capacity to make a particular decision that needs to be made, the law provides a way for the decision to be made by another person, who is referred to as a substitute decision maker. To illustrate, using a straightforward example, if someone becomes unconscious as a result of being injured in a car accident, they will not be able to meet the test of capacity, even with assistance. But decisions will need to be made about that person's medical care. A substitute decision maker may be appointed for this purpose. All Canadian provinces and territories have laws that allow for the appointment of a substitute decision maker, although the laws are different in each jurisdiction. Substitute decision makers may be appointed in different ways, depending on the particular law that applies in the circumstances in the relevant province or territory. These include court appointments, which are often referred to as guardianship, healthcare consent laws, which may specify who can make substitute treatment decisions if a person is incapable to make them, and documents, often referred to as a power of attorney. Powers of attorney and similar planning documents are created by an individual. They allow an individual to plan in case they become incapable in the future. In a power of attorney, an individual can say who they want to make decisions for them should they become incapable. Once a substitute decision maker is authorized by law to act, they make the decision on behalf of the incapable person. This doesn't mean that the incapable person is ignored when the substitute decision maker makes the decision. In some circumstances, the law obliges substitute decision makers to adhere to a person's wishes expressed while they were capable and to take account of a person's values and beliefs.